It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Yes, that's right, folks. It is I, your host, Joe Canelli. This is your daily sports dump for today, Thursday, March 26th. And it's a throwback Thursday. We're going to be playing an old bit that my friend Brad Morris did. Maybe I wrote it and he recorded it, or some combination, and, you know, all collaborative. But we'll be playing that for you in just a little bit. But before that, we've got some other things to do. It's opening day in Major League Baseball, so hopefully Quincy will listen to this, and then he will write a bunch of jokes based on his opening day imagination. Maybe that's an assignment. If you hear this, take it as one. If you're Quincy or anybody, I mean, you know, if other people want to throw some jokes, nobody's going to complain. Now, in a few minutes, we're going to have our expert NFL picker, who successfully had an over 500 season picking NFL games without knowing anything about them. And she'll be coming up here to pick a few select fake opening day games and give you some insight into who might have won them imaginarily. The only game I'm going to comment on, and we'll give a highlight, maybe most days that MLB's not being played, we'll give a imaginary highlight. Today, the imaginary highlight includes the game between the Angels and the Astros, where, in my imagination, although no Astros batters were hit by pitches, Mike Trout knocked out three Astros runners on the bases in attempting to throw them out at whatever base it may have been. Two of the runners he hit were standing on a base when he hit them. But what are you going to do? That's my imaginary highlight from today's baseball games. No need for any music under that, unless we begin doing it more and more after that. As well as that, we have a new contest to announce, ladies and gentlemen. I talked about it a few days ago when we were talking about prop bets for the NFL draft coming up. Maybe it was just yesterday even, or last night, as it turns out. And there were some prop bets that they were doing, and they were kind of, you're straight up random, you know, how many quarterbacks will be taken, how many offensive linemen will be taken, all in the first round. I was proposing that the much more interesting bets would be the beginning of the second round, which is the second day of the draft, or the beginning of the fourth round, which is the third day of the draft, or, and here's our contest, please give us your guess for Mr. Irrelevant. And if you correctly predict who the last player in the draft will be, you got to tag Sports Dump Show on Twitter. We will send you Sports Dump merchandise. That includes a plastic-wrapped, sealed, never-worn-before wristband. Several Sports Dump bumper stickers. Bumper stickers so small, they defeat the purpose of having a bumper sticker. And one other item, which would probably be a garbage can with a Sports Dump sticker on it. So, that is what you can win if you correctly predict Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick in the NFL draft. Each person can make up to three guesses, I'm going to say. That's pretty good. Three guesses. Put them all in one tweet if you want, or do three separate tweets, as it were. And we will announce our winner if there is one. And I'll put some guesses out there, too. So we've got a little bit of time to announce that little contest. Excellent. Maybe I'll put that up on the page as well. And we now bring you, as I said, to our expert football picker, who will just pick a couple of games in the realm of baseball for opening day. I don't think we're going to do this every day because I really had to bribe her with a lot of iPad time in order to get her to do this, and that's bad parenting on a consistent basis. Now and again, just fine. So please enjoy a couple of picks for today's baseball games, and just imagine how little attention you'd be paying if it was a real regular opening day. Whoop. But we're just going to pick a few games for our NFL prognosticator to predict.
two.
Two games? All right. Do you have any that you want to pick? These are the helmets you can choose from. These are the games all laid out.
I want to pick these.
Okay.
Two.
So that is the, that's good. That hits some of our listenership. That's the Cubs and the Milwaukee Brewers, the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Brewers. So who's going to win today's imaginary game?
Well, it's not.
You got to talk into the microphone.
Okay. Well, I don't exactly know what.
You're just supposed to make a pick.
Probably.
Please talk into the microphone.
Well, where are they going?
Where are they playing? Yeah. They're going to be playing in imaginary Chicago, I think.
Oh, so Chicago.
So you're going with the home team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there will be more people from Chicago.
There probably will be at that game, yes. Yeah. Often, even the Milwaukee games, there's more people from Chicago there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, pick another game there. Two helmets.
How about...
There they are. Go ahead.
So, the New York
You got to talk into the microphone, please.
New York Yankees against?
At the...
Baltimore?
Baltimore Penguins. No, although I like that. What's a Baltimore bird? The Baltimore Oriole.
Oriole.
Yeah, I usually call them Oriole. But
right.
I always say it wrong.
Oh,
but they're the Baltimore Orioles. So
Baltimore. I can't say it.
It's tough to say.
Baltimore.
Baltimore. The Baltimores. Evermore.
The Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
Baltimore Orioles.
So who do you got in this game?
Where are they?
They're going to play this. Let's say they're playing this in Baltimore.
Then Baltimore.
What? Do you know how bad even the imaginary Baltimore Orioles are? That's fine.
Because there's more people from...
No, there will not be more people from Baltimore at that game. There would be more people from New York at that game.
Really?
Yeah. That's what's great about Yankee fans, kid.
Oh, okay. More people at New York then.
So you're going to pick the Yankees?
Yeah.
Smart choice.
And because my dad...
Yeah.
Was born in New York.
Yeah, I was born.
I wasn't born.
No, you were not born in New York.
Why did I say were born?
No, I don't know. That's okay. Well, and why don't you just pick two random football helmets, because that's your thing. Get two helmets out of there, and you can pick that game, too. We got a bunch of football helmets here, so just we'll get the joy of that going as well. Just two. You pick. Go ahead, into the microphone.
New York Giants and the Minnesota Wisks.
The Minnesota what?
Wisks.
Whisks.
I call them Minnesota Whisks.
Like a whisk? Like what you... What do you mean a whisk? Like a whisker?
Yeah.
I love it. The Viking horn looks like a half a mustache. Yes, it's... Look, it's the Monopoly millionaire guy's half a mustache. Wow, that was a great discovery. The Minnesota Whisk. Well, that's what we'll call them whenever I can remember that. So who do you pick in this imaginary New York Giants Minnesota Whisk game?
New York.
Into the mic.
New York.
All right. All right, thank you. That was our opening day picks. You have anything else to say? Say it into the mic.
Please subscribe and guess what our next pick will be.
Oh,
at
nice.
Least try.
Well, why don't you while you're at it, why don't you pitch your show? Do you have any shows going on to talk about?
Oh yeah, Val's Animal Pals.
Oh yeah, well tell us about that.
Well, Val's Animal Pals, you may have watched it already,
yeah.
But I am also my mom and dad are also the people. And
we're all in the show.
Yeah, we're all in that show.
Yeah, and where can they find that?
YouTube.
Okay.
And YouTube Kids.
Okay, maybe, who knows. So Val's Animal Pals, right on. What was our last episode?
Rhino.
Nice.
Try to see the rhino one.
Yeah, tell us what you think. Okay.
Later, bye-bye.
Woo! Later, bye-bye indeed. Thank you very much, Prognosticator. And now, as promised, it's a Throwback Thursday, so here's a bit that my friend Brad and I did, again, most of these bits are from, what year? 2008? 2009? They're old. They're 12 years old. But still relevant because Bill Walton still has to go through his refrigerator. So please enjoy.
ESPN Radio and the Second City present Bill Walton's Audio Diary.
Hi, Bill Walton and I have some thoughts. Watching these NBA finals between my Boston Celtics and my son's Los Angeles Lakers, I'm reminded about what an incredible life has been afforded to my family and me thanks to the National Basketball Association. Watching the graceful passing and defensive execution of my Celtics, I recall my days as Celtic champion, where I was able to dust off my headband and resuscitate my career and contribute to a winner as a sixth man, despite my knees, which at that point were more fragile than Christmas candy canes in February. I watched the heart of a Kobe Bryant and the minimal contribution of a team of international softies and domestic patsies led by my fundamentally proficient son, Luke. And it takes me back to days in the driveway, playing horse and smoking fat doobies, designing gravity bongs and listening to bootleg Dead albums, the sweet, sweet percussion of Bob Weir laying the soundtrack for our heated driveway battles, where I sometimes had to reset my right knee like a Lego person. The NBA Finals are a return to a classic matchup for the ages, an opportunity to sit back on the couch with a veggie dog and a hemp beer, and kick my prosthetic ankles up on the table and watch my old life unfold through Luke's new eyes. Pure bliss. And if there's a single blemish during this period of basketball nirvana that must be mentioned, it's the unfortunate story of ex-referee Tim Donaghy, a pariah, who is being investigated for making and not making calls during several crucial playoff games in order to win large sums of money for himself and the shady goons that organize such gambling nonsense. Tim Donaghy, go to hell.
All right, that was our daily sports dump for today, folks. You can follow us on Twitter at Sports Dump Show, where hopefully we're going to be doing some more live broadcasting with some names you might know, and not just me, if you don't know my name, or if you do. And you can also follow us, you can listen to us on Spotify or at iTunes or on Podbean. And we have a website, sportsdump.com, and I'm figuring out how to get stuff put back up there and everything. So check that out as well if you're low on content. Talk to you tomorrow. We have a very special guest interview tomorrow. Andrew Freed, producer of Cheer, producer of Last Chance U, producer of Chef's Table, also a producer on the Goop programming. Had a nice long conversation with him. And we'll play that for you tomorrow. All right, bye.